me. Working on it. Working on it. Working on it.
Work it out, work it out, work it out.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. God, it has been a long time. My name is Anita B, and this is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I believe the last show I did, I just looked it up, was like July 14th. Yeah. Today is what? September 21st? Crazy. It's pretty much the equinox. I say pretty much because it's technically tomorrow. But the equinox is always on or around the 21st of March. The equinoxes and September, meaning equal day and equal night. But yeah, it's tomorrow this year. Anyways, yeah, so it's been a while. I worked this summer. I am a teacher. I teach high school. And it's the first time in like 20 years. I started teaching 20 years ago. This year, like as in I graduated UBC in 02. Wow. Crazy. And in all those years, I have always enjoyed my summers off. And finally this year I was like, all right, I like to stay active. First of all, I just do. And I decided to go to my favorite local place, which is Cyprus, where I ski. I've skied for the past couple of years, and, they had openings to work on the coaster. It's called the Eagle Coaster, yeah. And that's the Eagle chairlift, that brings you up. And then there's a full-on driven by gravity, like, coaster that you go down in toboggans on. Anyways, so I worked there full-time. Yeah, it was, like, really... backbreaking, like literally. I don't know how I did it. This, it was like you're loading these carts onto the chairlift. That part was the hardest for sure. You also, you know, interacted with a lot of people. I liked that part of the job, definitely, like getting to know people and chat them up. Where are you from, etc. So anyways, I was unable to do my show. Now I'm back at it at school. So my gear has shifted into that job. Yeah. So there you go. My name, again, I think I told you, is Anita B. This show's all music that I like. That's basically it. It used to be focused on Canadian music. That was the show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway, which, if you don't know, is a Trailer Park Boys reference. Bubbles, one of the episodes, thought he saw a Sasquatch, i.e. a Sam Squanch. Anyways, so there you go. So that right there, in case you're wondering, was something from J Dilla from the D, from 2006, which sadly is the year he died. The song we heard was Working On It. The album is Donuts. And J Dilla is an interesting guy. He died at the age of 32 from what is, I'm just reading it here. Hold on. How did J Dilla die? His mother had said he had been suffering from lupus and had been hospitalized for pneumonia. There you go. So the cause, the actual cause of his death, however, was a cardiac arrest. And there you go. That would be J Dilla. All right. So we're going to move on to hear something from a band called Wand, W-A-N-D. And I heard these guys with my guy. We were at a, like, snowboard shop, you know, those shops down on, like, West 4th. I heard this, like, really dope song, and I was like, I asked, like, the kids, like, who is this? And they told me it's Wand. I was like, all right, cool. So that stuck in my head, and we're going to hear this song by these guys. They're a five-piece, one girl, four boys out of L.A., and the song we've got, let's take a look here. Here it is. It's called Melted Rope. Melted Rope. What else can I tell you about these guys? They, I don't know. That's pretty much about it. The album that this is on, they've had a lot of bands. Well, actually, this is of interest, I think. And I will play Ty Segall after this because a couple of the guys, or at least a few of them, I'm not sure, formed Ty Segall's backup band. There you go. So it says right here, both Corey Hansen and Evan Burrows were members of his backing band called The Muggers. It's Ty Segall and The Muggers. So we're going to hear some Ty Segall next. All right. Anyways, let's listen to this fine tune by the band Wand on CITR 101.9 FM. Vancouver.
Time, rolling like a feather from your Yeah.
All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that right there was the band No Age. These guys are only a duo. Interesting, right? So a duo, and where are they from? I believe they're also from California. So LA, just like, who else did we hear that was from LA? Let's take a look here. Oh yeah, Wand. We heard those two songs, two songs ago. Anyways, from Drag City Records, we heard their 2018 album, Snares Like a Haircut, the song Cruise Control. Before that, we heard something from the Toronto band, Bad Waitress. It looks like they are just three girls. Yeah, I believe so. It was a single that we heard called That Sedative that was released like a year and a half ago or so. And then Wand, as I mentioned, was in there before that with the song Melted Rope from their 2015 record Golem. The time is now 6:50, and this is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I am your host, Anita B. And let's do a little weather. Who's in the mood for a little weather? Let's see what's happening. Weather Vancouver. For the last couple of days, it's been spectacularly summer-like. I mean, technically, it still is summer. So really, today's the last day of summer. Tomorrow starts fall because it's the equinox. I've been working. You know, I'm inside, and then I come out, and it's just, again, just, like, spectacular. It's like, what? Just sunny. And that helps my mood, that's for sure. As somebody who does definitely suffer from SAD, seasonal affective disorder, this weather is prolonging my sanity. So, okay. It is currently 20 degrees out, and it's full sun, which is awesome. And today's only Wednesday. Today is Wednesday. Tomorrow's Thursday, we have a high of 19 and a clear, sunny sky. Friday is, however, going to be cloudy with showers. I have 16. And then Saturday, I'm going golfing Saturday. It is a mix of sun and clouds with a high of 19. Oh, speaking of golf. And then you hit Sunday, 22, mainly sunny and 22. That's good. That's another thing I've gotten into is golfing. Like, I'm loving golfing. I'm loving golf. I'm loving to golf. I've been taking lessons and over at Takaya on the North Shore with the best teacher. Let me give a shout out to, of course, what's her name now? This is what I do. When you get on air, it's like I'm usually vaguely okay. And then when there's some Jerry, that's her name. Then when there's something of importance, my brain literally just blanks out. I'm like, oh, what's her name? Anyways, Jerry is the best teacher ever. She teaches again at Takaya on Mount Seymour Parkway on the North Shore. So that's, I guess, as you head toward Deep Cove. And anyways, so exciting. Now, golf is a very difficult sport if you know nothing about golf, which I really knew not a lot about up until I think I started playing in May. That seems about right. It just looks easy. Like, you're just like, oh, you're just like whacking a club at a ball. I can do that. I can play pool. I can play baseball. And it's a whole different thing. It really is. And like any sport. I mean, I played baseball, like hardball, up until not too long ago. And you get in your head. Baseball's like that for sure. If you're in a batting slump, it's often like you have the skill, but you've somehow talked yourself into some sort of weird spiral into, I don't know, something. And then you go on these like streaks of crappiness. And point is, golf is the same. Like, you really have to kind of clear your head. You have to be in that right headspace. Now, the other thing about golf, however, as well, it's pretty zen-like, so it will put you into that headspace. So, if you're having a bad day, go golfing, just like baseball or many other sports. But back to the spiraling. So, here's a good example of that. I had played, I guess, 18 holes on Sunday. That is correct, Sunday, with my man Jared. And I did well. I did okay. I'm good at the driving. I can hit up like a whack a ball pretty far. And then so I was feeling all okay. I mean, like, I didn't play badly. I need a lot of work on my, I guess, approach shots / putting. I'm okay at chipping. I'm giving up too much. There's probably all two of you guys listening going, I don't care. But anyways, I'm going someplace, I think, with this story. And that is, so I was doing fine. And then the next day, I guess Monday, we had a holiday here. I was like, oh, I'm going to go to the driving range. I've got the day off. And I swear to God, I could not drive the ball. Like, I was on the bottom level of this like two deck like driving range, and I have never had that problem like at that driving range. And it was like, really, I was in my head. Then I was like trying harder and harder, and then I just sucked more and more. And then finally I got myself out of the space. I was like, all right, you got to shake it off, walk it off. And then I brought myself up to the top floor, new space. And guess what? I could hit the ball. I don't know. It's a mind frick, if you know what I mean. Anyways, enough about my golfing, I believe. I'm here until 8. Yes, I am. So let's move on. Let's hear some more music. I do believe back there I was mentioning that Wand, the second band I played, two of the guys formed the backing band for this guy. And I said I was going to play Ty Segall next, and then I forgot. So let's listen to that guy, Ty Segall. Now let's see if I can find it now here. There it is. So we're going to hear the song My Lady's on Fire. That sounds a little dangerous. Okay, the time is 6:55, and let's do it. All right. The station is CITR. Hold on. 101.9 FM Vancouver. All right. As I mentioned, here's Ty Segall.
You say you want to cry, but your tears are dry. Well, I was that way. There's nothing left to say. Nothing left to say. Now my lady's on fire. No.
driving through West Virginia, and I've seldom been thinner.
Oh, this is the wrong song. Did not want that song. Okay, I'm playing a song. That song was by Camp. It's called By and By, but I don't like that song. I meant to play this song. It's called Peach Fuzz. Now, this song I can get behind. All right, let me try this again. Okay, hold on a second here. All right, let's try this again. C-A-A-M-P. Now, this is the jam. Peach Fuzz.
Every color of your love, I've seen enough. I want another.
All right, CITR is where we're at. And that right there was Lady Hawk. They are, or were, I'm not quite sure. It's been a little while, if they're still around. But they're killer. One of my favorite local bands. With the song Windowpane from the 2012 record No Can Do. I quickly did the math and I was like, wait a second. 2012, that was 10 years ago. It feels like yesterday. And I remember when that record came out, very specifically, I remember driving away from school in my car. Like, it must have been on a day like this. I think it was the fall. Yeah. And I was, like, really stoked. I think Grant Lawrence on CBC was playing it. And I was like, that's such a great song. Well, not that one. It was they have a few really, really good songs off that record, which is called No Can Do. And it just feels like yesterday. Where's time gone? I don't know. Okay, Krill was the artist we heard before that with the song Theme from Krill off the 2013 record Lucky Leaves. And then we heard Camp in there with Peach Fuzz by their album By and By. All right, it is 7:11, and let's continue listening to some good music. This next band is called Wetleg, let's see if I got that. Yeah, they are British. I don't really know too much, actually, about Wetleg. I should. So let me just, this is what I do. I do this on the fly, because why not? Wetleg. Oh, I'm right. They are a British indie rock duo. Oh, look at that. There's two of them. Founded in, oh, they're new as well, 2019, by Rian Teasdale and Hester Chambers. Hester Chambers. All right. Let's take a look at this Isle of, did I say right? White. Isle of White, but it's spelled W-I-G-H-T. By the way, I teach geography. So I always have to know. Like, I love geography. Who doesn't love geography? Now, where is this Isle of Wight? Well, it looks like it is the very southern part of England. And it is it's a little island just off the coast. Let's read a little bit about this. It's located in the English Channel, 2 to 5 miles off the coast of Hampshire, from which it is separated by the Solent. What is the Solent? I guess that's like a little body of water. Referred to as the island by residents. Oh, okay. It's been a popular holiday destination since Victorian times. All right. I don't know. Maybe I was confusing it with the Isle of Man. That seems to be, I don't know. It's not as interesting as I thought it might be. But anyways, now we know. That's our geography lesson. Let's hear this song. Again, from Wet Dream, author self-titled record called the band is called Wetleg. The song is called Wet Dream. And the station is CITR 101.9 FM. One second here. Vancouver.
Sweetgrass Clan is a volunteer-based coalition that provides safety, security, and essential resources to the most vulnerable members of the downtown Eastside community. In addition to providing food and safety, the Sweetgrass Clan also connects people with advocates for housing, mental health counseling, and drug and alcohol detox. The Sweetgrass Clan is always looking for new volunteers to support the downtown Eastside community and are able to offer volunteers grocery gift cards and bus tickets as honorariums. If you would like to offer your volunteer support to the Sweetgrass Clan, you can reach out via email at abfrontdoor.org or visit abfrontdoor.org.
Through. I know it wasn't true. you haven't got problems, I feel bad for your son. I got 99 problems and a bitch ain't one. The second time, make the devil change his mind. It's a pound of flesh, but it's really a ton. 99 problems and a bitch ain't one. If you haven't got problems, I feel bad for your son. I got 99 problems and a bitch ain't one. 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. I feel bad for your son. 99 problems and a bitch ain't one. I got 99.
In the dark, just stay out of the light. You're sleeping in the sun. Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam speaking Musqueam people.
Is a killer song. That is from Detroit, the Von Bondies, with Come On, Come On from the 2004 record Pawn Shop Heart. I have that CD someplace. It's very memorable. That was also the theme song, if anyone remembers, from Rescue Me. I loved Rescue Me. The entire show was so good. And actually the soundtrack, I remember being killer, just awesome. And that added to that show. I mean, it was well put together. It was a very stylish, awesome show. Anyways, all right. Before that, we heard something from the British band Temples with the song Keep in the Dark from the 2014 record Sun Structures. And then, oh, Hugo was in there before that. That goes out to the lovely Jared, my J-Rod. It's a single from Hugo, right? That's who does that cover. And in case you're curious, Hugo is from New York City and is signed to Jay-Z's Roc Nation label. There you go. That's the connection there. And he actually is a Thai American. So his last name, so his name is Hugo Chakrabongsi Levy. There you go. All right. That's the deal behind that. And then before that, Belle and Sebastian. Oh, I love that song. That's a new song. From the record A Bit of Previous from the Scottish band. It's called Unnecessary Drama. That's what we heard. 2022. They were formed back in 96, Belle and Sebastian. Crazy. Okay, it's 7:32? Now we've got something from Deerhoof. All right, let me just get that going. What can I tell you about this? Well, it's a good song. It's called I love the name of this song. If anyone watches Curb Your Enthusiasm, Larry opens up. Oh my God. I think it's season 10. Somehow I missed season 10. I've seen them all. I feel like, I don't know, whatever it's on, like Netflix or Crave or whatever, held back a season. You know how they do that? Like they don't always have the latest season. Like if HBO puts the show. Anyways, I think that's what happened. Because I'm like, I don't remember seeing any of these episodes. Anyways, Larry David, of course, being Larry, decides to open. If you've never seen this, it's freaking hilarious. He opens up Latte Larry's next to Mocha Joe's. Okay, so Mocha Joe is his nemesis. He hates Mocha Joe. So he decides to spite. He opens a spite business. Like, just to spite him, he opens his own business. It's crazy. And then what ends up happening is, there's actually a little, expose put out on other celebrities who open spite stores or shops. Oh my God. It's awesome. So anyways, so this song is called, what's it called here? Hold on a second here. I haven't typed it in yet. What do I have here? Oh yeah, Deerhoof. Sorry. It's called I Will Spite Survive. I Will Spite Survive. So I don't know. How does that happen? Somebody who spite survives. All right. I don't know. Let's just listen to it. I think it might be new. I'll get back to you on that. But this is Deerhoof on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Executioners, you can outlive your executioners. stop going over to Montana. You got yourself the truck, cause Atlas, you knew you were a hot. Well, maybe you'll go and blow a gasket. You start at the northwest corner, you're going down through California. Feline, you might drive 3 days, 3 nights to get to Florida.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That right there, of course, is the almost 11-minute long Trucker's Atlas. Maybe my favorite drum beat of all songs ever. I actually learned that. I took drum lessons like, 8-9 years ago or something. And my drum teacher, I made him teach me that one. And it's actually quite tough. And I did it, though. I did it. I was excited. Can I play it today? I don't think so. But anyways, that is from the 97, just perfection of a release, Lonesome Crowded West of Modest Mouse's. And they are playing at the end of November here in Vancouver, the Commodore, two shows. I think it's the 27th and 28th. I looked at getting tickets, but it was not cheap. And I was like, oh, I don't know. So we'll see. I've seen Modest Mouse in the past. At least twice, and they're killer, just like absolutely mind blowing. So I suggest you go. If I can find the money, maybe I'll go. I don't know, but I have seen them before. But it is the 25th anniversary of Lonesome Crowded West. It's their tour of that, so that should be killer. Anyways, before that, we heard something from Sweden's Sweet Teeth with the song "My Heart Is Big and Broken" off the 2021 record. That's right, Acid Rain. Biba Doobie in there before that. She is from England with the song "Dance With Me" on the record Patched Up, released in 2018. And that Deerhoof song was released back in 2017. I think I said it was new. Anyways, let's move on. Let's hear this last song by Art Deco. You gotta love it. A-R-T, first name. Second is D-E-C-C-O. This is a dude out of Victoria who has released some songs. Here we go. Up to a lot of critical acclaim. So we're going to hear the song "Head Rush" off the album In Standard Definition. I will be back in 2 weeks, as I always am, usually. I mean, this is my first show since I looked it up, July 13th. Yeah. But typically I'm here every second Wednesday from 6:30 till 8. All right, so I'll be back in 2 more weeks. In the meantime, let's listen to Art Deco here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And keep on rocking in the free world.